Happy New Month! Good morning and welcome. This is Pastor Lucy Painter with your daily insight. And as I promised you, we will be having a guest who will take us through the journey of growth. Welcome our guest, Jane Lenny, as she takes us through the process of growth. She is covering a series we are calling Habits of Growth. Welcome.
Good morning and welcome to today's Daily Insights. On behalf of Pastor Lucy Painter Daily Insights, this is Jane Lenny. Today, we are beginning a new episode this morning. What does it take to grow? What does it take to grow? The purpose of these episodes is the same that Epaphras had for the Colossian Christians. The Bible records he fervently prayed for them. We find this in Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. That you may become mature Christians and that you may fulfill God's will for you. I believe that it is God's will for you to be a mature Christian. He wants us to grow up. From the verse, you can circle the word mature and God's will. I read again. That you may become mature Christians and that you may fulfill God's will for you. Both of the words are in the same sentence. It is God's will that you grow up. Apostle Paul wished the Christians in Ephesus that they may grow and not remain as children. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14 to 15. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things to him who is the head, Christ. Notice here, Paul said that they may grow in all things. Do you realize that God wants you to grow up? Have you ever been to a hospital and seen men and women with mature bodies but immature minds? It is tragic. An example of a young man who looks to be in his late 20s, bound in a wheelchair. The nurse aide tries to place a plastic ball on his lap. The young man tries and tries to knock it off with his hands. Sometimes it takes a full minute. Sometimes it takes him 3 to 4 minutes, or even sometimes more. Some of us, that is how we are in our spiritual journeys. Physically, we are full, mature adults, but spiritually, we are children. How tragic. What must God the Father think when he looks at our development spiritually? Here is a question for you. What is spiritual maturity? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Until we come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature and full grown in the Lord, measuring up to the full stature of Christ. According to this verse, you can define spiritual maturity in one phrase. And that phrase is, spiritual maturity is being like Christ. Spiritual maturity is being like Christ. Most of us want to grow. Most of us want to mature spiritually. Most of us want to be like Christ. Many times, we don't know how to get started. In this new episode, we shall look at 10 habits of maturing Christians. 10 habits that every Christian needs to develop in order to achieve spiritual maturity. My goal with this episode is to equip you with the skills you need to begin these habits. On behalf of Pastor Lucy Painter Daily Insights, this is Jane Lenny taking you through What Does It Take to Grow episodes. Today is day one of our episodes. Tomorrow, we look at the facts about Christian maturity. And after that, for the next 10 days, we explain the 10 habits of maturing Christians. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.